Point Higgins Elementary has 2 6th grade classes, and they work separately throughout the week. But on Friday after lunch, the two classes combine. Teachers and students like Carson Cowan say it's a good way to end the week.
Good to be not working a whole lot on like math and stuff like that all of the time. It's better to get a break.
Teacher Janice Wood says the Tsunami Debris Project doesn't cost the school a dime, and the curriculum ties in with state standards. The break from the ordinary proves to be a great incentive for the students. Not everyone gets a chance to fly the drones every week, but it is the highlight. When it is their turn, students have a list of flying skills to master. Hannah Moody reads the upcoming task to her group.
From your home point, fly to center point 10 feet away. Maintain a 5-foot altitude throughout your challenge and hover for 5 seconds. Fly forward 5 feet, hover for 5 seconds, return to your center point.
Wow.
That's so go forward to the middle and stop and then go back. And then
the drone has 4 spinning blades and is about as big as a school notebook. The girls give it a whirl using a handheld controller. Jordan Smith says she could tell she was getting better.
It's kind of hard to like keep it in one spot and from running into people.
Every 2 weeks, the groups rotate through other stations where they research and prepare presentations on related topics, such as tectonic plates, earthquakes, and tsunamis. Julia Spagai is working on her iPad.
Yes, I knew that they were big waves, but I didn't know all this information yet, like how fast they can go. I didn't know that information.
I have a bit at 800 miles and has a speed of 500 miles per hour and the speed of a plane.
I was like shocked when I heard that too. I'm like, what? Wow. Jeez. I don't want to be in a tsunami.
On that note, she also included ways to stay safe during a tsunami, including some information specific to Ketchikan. Teacher Marissa Fry says working on the iPad is developing another important skill set.
They're practicing using their Google accounts that the district provides. And so they're working on emailing, which will be a huge skill for them next year. They need to know how to use their Google accounts for next year. So that's really good practice, sending big documents like that to us and sharing it.
Over the summer, both teachers got some flying lessons so they could teach, but say the students overall are doing much better than they did. Carson Cowan thinks he may be the best pilot at the school, having completed 5 out of the 12 levels. His secret?
I guess just not playing a whole lot of video games, because it's really touchy. An Xbox controller, they're not real sensitive because you have to like move the joystick a lot more than you do with these to make it go faster and up and down.
The program is supposed to continue all the way through high school, where students eventually will upgrade to more expensive drones with cameras to map otherwise hard-to-reach coastline and catalog debris. For now, though, they're working on the basics. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddie.